When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So that has been happening as I've been recording episodes for the past few days. I have no idea what setting it is. And literally there was another time where I had did peace signs or something and fireworks happened. I don't know what that is. I have absolutely no idea what that is. Do not understand where it's coming from. But yeah, so periodically you're just gonna do something and a bubble's gonna appear or balloons will appear.
Yay!
I wanna get the fireworks back. The fireworks were the best. I got really excited and then fireworks went off and I was like, what the hell?
You're like, yes, I am a firework.
Literally,
Katy Perry.
You're a firework. Come on, some showing what you were. I was like,
Guys, the book podcast is finally here with both of us.
Everyone, welcome Lainey's Book Nook to the pod.
Hi, guys.
Welcome Brianna Silva, podcast girly, back to her own podcast.
You know, we're here. Wait, we gotta run the intro first.
Oh.
Okay, intro has been ran. That's all I do. I literally go, oh, wait, I need to throw in the intro. wait. Right, okay, here. Hold on. I was like, everybody, welcome Lainey's Book Nook to the podcast.
Hello.
We got the pizza. I know, I want it back. There's always a thumbs up one. I don't know what it is. I genuinely don't understand what it does. But hi, guys. Y'all always hear me talk about Lainey's Book Nook.
Hi.
This is her. You're the reason why I read fantasy now.
I am. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. She is also the reason why I have cried. She's the reason why I've stayed up till 4 or 5 in the morning sometimes. She is the reason why my heart has been broken, ripped out, spit on. She is the reason.
It's a balance, okay? In order to be happy, you have to be sad. You have to be mad. I think it's a great balance.
No. Because if you read the Throne of Glass series, which was the first book she handed me. Oh, yes! She's wearing
Keep the throne. Yes.
Do you want to shout out the place you got it from?
Oh. Give me 2 seconds and I can tell you that. I promise.
She said, oh, you don't have to shout them out.
No, because I even thought about that when I realized I was wearing this. I was like, oh, I should probably figure that out. I did not figure that out. Maybe I'll just text Brianna the name, and I can
insert it. She can later. Beep. Beep. I was trying to figure out all the different things.
The text. They're on Instagram. It was relatively, I think they're an Etsy shop too. Instagram / Etsy shop, and it was $40.
That's not bad.
No, I don't think it was. Or I don't think it was. Don't think it was bad. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm very nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know.
Because we're going to tear you apart?
The last time I was on here, we were talking about crazy.
Podness Day 1 is about crazy.
I saw that. I haven't listened yet, but I will be.
I nicknamed her Paper in the podcast.
Paper?
Yeah,
Paper. What did we call her in the first one?
I don't think we just refrained from using her name, I think. Because we refrained from using her name, and then we only said one sentence about her, and then I went, in the after hours, we'll let loose. And then we just used her name. In the after hours. I made that episode public. But I bleeped out her name.
Oh, okay.
I bleeped it out.
There's a lawsuit coming for us.
Listen, Miss Paper likes to call the cops, but what are they going to do? Oh, you made some people angry, and now they're on the internet, and they're talking about your experience with you, and now what? She's not going to get fired or anything. We didn't use her name.
This is very
I should have.
I'm finding the thing. Don't mind me.
I'm minding you. I'm completely minding you.
You know what? You're in my room. You can get out.
You know what? You're right. I'm just going to leave. Just just walks out the door.
Bye.
Literally. So, Miss Lainey's Book Nook. Everyone go follow her on Instagram, please. If I have said it like 5 times in the first 4 minutes. Like, everyone go follow her now. Run it up.
Fun.
Get her more, book arcs?
Yes, I love book arcs. I just finished one today. It's great. No, but I love my little bookish community. If you are a bookish person, you should definitely come and join the community. Plug the Instagram.
Plug Instagram. Plug, we'll throw it on Instagram. Screen. So, have you been reading any interesting books lately?
I just finished one. It was called An Education in Malice by S.T. Gibson, not Gibbons. It is the second book in a Dowry of Blood series. It's just like, the first one is like the wife of Dracula, and this one was a Carmilla retelling, which is like, I don't know the original story, but it's basically gay vampires. And so, yeah.
Hold on, Slay.
It's hold on. This book was.
Hand it over.
It was these two girls, Carmilla and Laura, and they both are in like, they have this weird dynamic with the poetry professor at their all women college. And the professor has got some crazy stuff going on, and they get wrapped into it. And in the process, we see Laura and Carmilla come together, which is really cute. And then there's a side plot of magic, which is fun.
I love
it. I gave it a 4 out of 5 stars. Follow on Goodreads. You can read it there. NetGalley, shout out to you for that book. Appreciate you.
That was the arc, right?
Yeah. That was the arc I didn't think I'd get approved for, and I did.
Oh my god!
So happy. Such a little small account. I was so happy it happened.
Wait, so no one can read this book yet?
It comes out in February 2024.
So, y'all, this is your first sneak little peek of the book. And
I was looking at the NetGalley reviews, and there's less than 300 on there at the moment. So, not many people have read this, at least through NetGalley.
Mm-hmm. What if the book drops and becomes, like, New York Times bestseller, like, the next, like, big
thing? That's how I found out about it, because I forgot that I requested it, went on there, because I just went, ooh, pretty cover, and requested it. Not knowing, like, what NetGalley was, like, my first time on NetGalley, I requested it. It is a pretty cover.
Because that is such a you thing. Ooh, pretty cover. Bye.
But then I started seeing everybody come out on Bookstagram with, like, their most anticipated reads of 2024, mm-hmm. which, look out for that, guys. That's coming soon.
On yours?
It is. Yeah, it is.
But, I saw first.
Probably. She does everything first. I'm like, does this look good, Brianna? She doesn't watch it all the way through sometimes. The videos I send her. That happened on our most recent reel. But that's okay.
But that's okay because now it's going miniature viral, okay?
Miniature viral.
So, yeah. It is. I would say it's going, like, decently viral. Like, it's getting more views than your normal videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's doing,
like,
well.
Yeah, it's not, like,
I feel like none
millions.
Of my stuff is viral. Yeah.
But I feel like in the context of, like, how small your account is and how, like, how far the reach gets with some of the really good videos,
yeah.
I would say it's, like, viral in that sense of, like, it was, like, one of the few videos that just kind of go, like, boom, and it was, like, oh. You know, it's not, like,
the
millions,
video that took
but it's
two
a few thousand.
2 minutes to record.
Yeah.
It's always the ones I feel like I put no effort into that go the most viral.
It typically is. It always is. Anyways, you were saying NetGalley?
Oh, yeah. I love NetGalley. I just requested it on there. I requested it, and I got approved, apparently, and I didn't realize I got approved until almost 2 weeks later when I went back on there, and it said, you have one title available. And I went and I looked, and it was An Education in Malice, and I had seen all these girls posting on their most anticipated reads that they wanted to read An Education in Malice for 2024. And I was like,
you're like, well, I did it in 2023.
I did do it in 2023. I did it in 5 days.
She is such a fast reader. Because even when we read Iron Flame together, I understand that I ended up getting into a car accident. So then I literally fell, like, weeks behind
that
you.
Was crazy.
Bro, like, literally, like, Iron Flame dropped. Car accident stuff happened. And I was just like,
It was a lot of emotional stress in this apartment.
Yeah. Because at that point, it was like, I had gone to the car accident on the 5th. The 7th, Iron Flame had dropped. I thought everything was still fine because, like, from my understanding, everything was figured out. Like, my car was okay because I hadn't driven it to figure out if it was, like, shaking or anything or whatnot. So everything was fine. literally, like, what, 3 days later, it was like, we are not fixing your car. I finally get into my car. The car is shaking, can't drive, can't move it anywhere. All hell is breaking loose. Like,
then we get to carpool everywhere.
Yeah. Because Lainey also doesn't have a car right now.
Yeah, I don't. My car is also getting fixed from someone who hit me. Yeah. Neither of us were at fault for our wrecks. But that's okay. Because they're suck. In the shop now.
Yeah.
And that we both don't have cars. So we're relying on men.
I know. Or Uber. Am I supposed to be a feminist when I have to wait for a man to drive me?
That's why our other roommate, Lexi, is coming home tomorrow. Because she's saving us from having...
It's okay. It does that.
Okay. I was like,
wait.
I was like, it's going down. But no, she's coming home to save us tomorrow.
Yeah.
But no, Iron Flame?
Yeah, and so we had started reading it at the same time, and even though we both picked up our Kindles and read it at the same time, you got like 2 pages ahead of me. And then it just like slowly got further and further. Yeah. And I was just sitting here like, we've been reading for the same amount of time.
Yeah. So I feel like it depends on the book.
Fair. Iron Flame, we were like counting down the days to read it.
We were counting down the days, and 40 minutes before it was supposed to drop for us, I get the notification because I have my Kindle open and I'm like scrolling through whatever in the Kindle store. And I see a thing pop up from Brianna's account because we share an Amazon account. Life hack for y'all. If y'all friends and you need a Kindle Unlimited, just add on your friend as a parent.
You do it as a household, yeah.
Yeah, and you're a household. And we pay only for one account and we get everything and we share titles, so if she buys something I get it, if I buy something she gets it, and it's great. Yes. So that's what happened with Iron Flame, because I bought Fourth Wing, so she bought Iron Flame,
and she bought Iron Flame again, and then she bought Iron Flame again, and then she bought Fourth Wing again, and again, and again.
Should we show the editions in a minute?
Actually, yes. Okay. we'll give a Lainey's Book Nook bookshelf tour, because this girl, I have never seen someone spend so much money.
She's gonna make fun of me.
I will make fun of you. I will.
No,
Lainey.
Hold on. If there's any bookish people in there, please defend me in the comments.
She has 3 versions of Fourth Wing and Iron Flame.
I actually only have 2 of Fourth Wing and 2 of Iron Flame at the moment, because Waterstones has not released my 3rd Fourth Wing.
But I'm including your Kindle editions. So you have 3 of each. So she has a 4th edition coming.
No, I have 2 of Iron Flame, 4 of or Fourth Wing then. Because my Dragons one is Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
And my one coming is the Waterstones version of Fourth Wing, because I have the Iron Flame one right there.
Oh.
So I have 4 and 2. But I might be selling my Dragons one.
She has a lot. She has a lot.
We'll show those in a minute.
We will. Back to what you're saying, sorry.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Iron Flame? Reading it, we were counting down the days.
Oh yes, it released 40 minutes early for us, so it was 11:20 something. Brianna walked into the kitchen, she finally finished all she was gonna do. I was watching the Rebecca Yarros live right before it like dropped and all that kind of stuff when she was in New York. She released that comment about Dane's belt buckle and I wanted to scream.
I was in the middle of typing an essay and I was like trying to finish another book. I think I had done the essay
finish the book that night, I don't think.
Yeah, because I was trying to finish essay, then do book, and then read Fourth Wing when it dropped at midnight. But in an effort to try to rush through everything, I couldn't even finish the book. But as I'm like trying to get through whatever it was I was trying to get through, I just hear Lainey just go, "Oh my god!"
I literally came up to her door. I was like, "Brianna,"
and I was just like, "Yes," like just confused because I didn't know she was watching the live.
Look at what she said. Listen to what she said right now. So that was fun. But no, Brianna came in after she finished all her stuff and she started making us hot chocolate, like the great roommate she is. And I'm sitting there and I go, "Brianna? Brianna, it's here." She's like, "What? It's here? It's here?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's here." I'm like, "Look."
And she just like shows me. Like, you literally like flipped your Kindle around. I was like, "Oh." And then I checked my phone and I saw the email being like, "Your pre-ordered has been delivered." And I was like, "Oh my god." And we like screamed.
We screamed and then we waited another 30, 40 minutes because we were scared to open it.
Yeah, we did take, because then I was like, "Let me finish the hot chocolate." And then even after like we sat down, got comfy, we're still staring at it. And we're like, this is the moment we've been like preparing for. Yeah, we did.
We also tried to make content off that.
I think, I think I only recorded like a few seconds, and but like you made a few like Bookstagram posts about it. Yeah. So if you want to see that moment where Lainey is like literally recording us, just being like, "We got it," oh, and like yeah. going through and like opening it for the first, like go Lainey's Booknook on Instagram if you yes. haven't already checked it out.
You need to stop plugging this, otherwise people are getting annoyed.
No, I don't think so. No. Maybe there's that one person who's like, "Oh, I can't do this anymore," and just like logged out.
I'm sorry.
No, okay. No, something I have to remind myself is that I always think about the people who like aren't gonna like this podcast, and I don't know why I'm sitting there like trying to make them like this podcast. Because in reality, it's your podcast. Exactly, it's my podcast, and there's also like an audience who listens to this and is gonna fall in love with it. Thank and I've you. Already seen a few people who do that.
Yeah, she listens like religiously, and I'm always like, "Wait, you listen? Yes. Why? Why are you listening?" I fell a little behind recently because of school.
Me too. But okay.
I will be getting back. I'll send her like clips of stuff. I'm like, "Hey,
you and Lexi both. You and Lexi will just randomly be like, 'Oh my god, like you said this. That's so funny.'" And I'm just like, "Why are you listening? Why? Stop that."
There's only one other episode that Lexi and I are both in. And I listened to like 20 minutes of it, and then I couldn't anymore because I can't listen to my own voice.
Oh my god.
That's why I don't do like voiceovers or anything on my Instagram, unless like I absolutely like want to, like absolutely like feel like I have to, like it would just add something to the video. Other than that, it's just music.
I'm about to start commenting under every post being like, "Do a voiceover.
Where's the voiceover? Where's the voiceover?"
Waiting for my voiceover. Still waiting for the voiceover. Hey, are you going to add your voice to any of the videos?
I'm waiting for the Distract Me Please Bookstagram.
Not the Distract Me Please Bookstagram.
Because I think it would do well. I think it would do really well.
I do talk about books a lot now because you've got me in a reading kick. Like, keep in mind, what was that? In like 2020... Because it was when I started reading self-help books, and I was like, "I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be a better version of myself."
I had that moment, too.
Yeah, so I was reading a lot of self-help books. I was like, "Okay, I think I can read 12 books in 1 year." I read 6. I had read 6.
Honestly, I thought that was going to be me this year. And then I found my hobby.
Go ahead. Share with the class how many books you've read.
69.
And that is why I wanted to share.
It hit 69 when I finished an Education in Malice on the couch earlier. And I was like, "Guess how many books I've read? 69.
We're such children, but I can't help it. It like literally made us giggle, and I was just like, "Tee-hee." But then I was like, "You read 69 books?" And she was like, yeah, whatever, but haha, it's 69. I was like, "No, pause. You read 69 books in 12 months.
I will say, I only became a reader literally January 1st because I listened to, what is it, The Mountain Is You? Is it as the audiobook? I think right over Christmas and then coming home from winter break.
You do have that on Kindle. Yeah. I might listen to that.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. And then I kept seeing on my TikTok, I think, A Court of Thorns and Roses. And I was like, you know what? Like, I keep seeing it. Let me try it out. And then I fell in love with ACOTAR. Do I still love ACOTAR? I have a love for it in my heart, for it getting me back into reading. Throne of Glass is better.
Agreed.
Than Crescent City, which you haven't read, but she will be reading in the month of December and January, because January 30th, 2024, Crescent City House of Flame and Shadow is coming out, and I will be there on the floor.
I feel like you can curse. I'll edit it out. My thing is I don't think I'll be able to make it in time.
You will.
Because right now, on A Court of Silver Flames, I'm on chapter 32. I'm 46% done, 347 pages in.
But you're also dealing with school right now and finals.
That's true.
Think of like the 2-hour ride home, 2-hour ride back, then...
That's a good point.
I mean, all you really have to do... I mean, I have both Crescent Cities on Kindle, so...
Thank God.
Yeah. You're not reading my special editions, love you, but...
I will post a picture. I will add a picture of the special editions. She spent $50 on these books.
Actually, I spent $40, thank you very much. I spent $19 on each and then tax, so... That was when I had money. Okay. When I was making good money.
Staying. Hey, someone get the IRS in the chat. Lainey, remember when you spent $120 on a set of books?
No. Because I will tell you my plan, because I'm... episode 2 of Podmas, whenever she talks about the LLC people on Twitter.
LLC and the, till you can't see.
Yeah. And she talks about that and how, like, spending $5 a day on coffee and stuff like that. Listen to how I'm going to make money, okay? Listen. Because
and now we're a finance podcast.
We are a finance podcast now. Listen, book readers. Okay. I just got approved. Book math. Book girl math. Okay. I just got approved for Fairy Loot. Literally November 2nd or 3rd.
Something like that.
Don't do this.
It's not so strange.
Oh. I got approved early November for Fairy Loot. And so I got the books only box. So it's the adult and YA fantasy books. Which gave me access to the early access sales for Fairy Loot. So what am I doing? Have I read Once Upon a Broken Heart? No. Did I buy the $99 set and spend $20 on shipping for the UK to get them here so I can resell them for 2 or 3 times how much I bought them for? Yes. Will I maybe keep them because I'm about to read the series? Also yes. But if I don't keep them, I can make a lot of money off of them. And that is my thought process, okay? And they're beautiful, first of all. And they sold out at early access sale. So they never went to general sale. So they are very sought after at the moment.
I'll also throw in a picture here. You need to send me all the pictures of all your books.
We'll see.
So I can add them in.
Once Upon a Broken Heart. Yeah. I do have the first paperback that I bought when overseas. However, I can't decide if I want to also continue getting the paperbacks for the series or if I just want to buy the US versions of the hardbacks of Once Upon a Broken Heart and get the dust jackets that everyone gets because they're beautiful. Yeah, from Wildlife Libraries. Look them up. They're gorgeous.
I'll add a picture again. This one's going to be a bunch of picture overlays, which I don't mind. Adding the picture overlays are actually very easy with the editing software that I use.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm like, just send me all the pictures. I'll just throw them in because I hate when podcasters are talking about something and then I can't visually see it because I don't know what they're talking about because then I'll have to pause and go Google.
I'm sorry for the people who are listening like in their car and cannot watch this video.
Oh, that's okay. Just simply take your hands off the wheel. Go pull to Spotify. Over,
stop right now.
No. As you're driving, remove the seatbelt. Completely take hands off of the
wheel. Someone's gonna like pass away and we're gonna get sued. Actually, oh, you're gonna get sued. I just work here.
Yeah, I just work here, man. I didn't do anything.
I just made a joke.
If y'all want to see everything, wait till you get home safely, or if you literally want to pull over now, if you're in Texas, pull into a Buc-ee's.
Save your now.
My lawyer's watching this video after something really bad happened, just like, oh, thank God. okay, she put it. She did it. Me with my family lawyer.
No, drive safe, people.
Oh my God, my family lawyer has gone one too many calls this year, starting in November, dog. Her phone was ringing and it was always me and my mother. But, love you.
Shout out.
I know.
Shout out amazing. Uncle Don.
Uncle Don. We love Uncle Don.
That's an inside joke. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Hi, Uncle Don.
I don't know. Uncle Don doesn't know about Bookstagram.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
We could just leave it.
Okay.
Because I feel like we like a lot of smutty books.
Oh, yes. That was a question I wrote down when we really said we were going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite smut book? Should we just not answer that one?
No, I'm going to answer it.
Okay.
It's because I'm torn for first place.
Ooh. Oh.
You already know what one of them is.
I read it.
Lainey doesn't like it. I loved it so much. I freaking stalked her and told her every day to read the book.
I mean, like, it was good, but I couldn't get over... Okay, it's called Diamonds and Deception. Okay. Essentially, this girl's sister got killed, and somehow there's a connection to this casino she worked at. And so her sister, who's an investigator, decides to go and figure out what happens and decides to seduce the CEO of the casino in order to figure out what's happening. Not knowing if he's a part of the murder or not, starts to fall for him and goes, oh, but I really like him. But he might have done something with my sister. He might have killed her. And, like, eventually there comes to a conclusion that everything is fine. However,
she falls in love with her sister's murderer.
Don't.
But like, from her point of view, that's what she does. She fell in love with her sister's murderer. And then was like, well, I needed to get in his bed anyways. This is for research. This is for research.
Yeah, this is for research.
This is obviously for research. Give him take Debbie your pants Ryan. Off. Sorry. It was.
It's good. I'm just so special. They did what's-her-face Lenora dirty, though. Man. For anybody, I doubt many people have read it.
I don't think. I don't think anyone. It's like it was one of those ones that I got on Stuff Your Kindle Day.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked about Stuff Your Kindle Day?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay, we'll come back to this my question, guys. Stuff Your Kindle Day. If you have a Kindle, any e-reader, whatever you read on your phone, go to Stuff Your Kindle Day. Like, look it up right now. RomanceBookworms.com. It's not just romance. It's fine. Everybody, go look. Mm-hmm. They have 3 or 4 days a year there's like 2 or 3 days each period, and all these small authors and sometimes big authors will go and put up their books for free, and you just like go and click like whatever website you purchase your books through. I think we do Amazon typically. You go through and it says buy for $0. You buy it, goes to your Kindle, you never have to delete it, it doesn't take up your Kindle unlimited storage. Definitely recommend. We have like 80 books on our Kindle combined from Stuff Your Kindle Day. And there are right. Some are mystery, some are fantasy, some are smut, some are romance.
I usually use it for smut.
I use it for a mix of things. One book I found on there that I really liked.
December 27th is the next one. I was like screen recording, so I could like throw up the screen recording of like where to go and what it looks like up here. But December 27th is another Stuff Your Kindle Day. So if you have a Kindle, this is going to be up before December 27th. Stuff Your Kindle Day. Go fill your Kindles.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. Again, romancebookworms.com. So great. Love it. She's looking at erotic romance right now.
Don't worry, you'll see it in the screen recording.
We're gonna put it here. Put it right there. Just gonna cover up my feature. Like, you're done. Your screen time's over.
I'm just gonna throw it over your face.
Like, I'm done with you. Do you know how mean she is to me sometimes, guys? She's wanting to kick me out. Just like other roommate. I'm kidding. We love each other.
I'm not.
If she didn't love me, I wouldn't be here.
This is true.
If I didn't love her, I wouldn't be here, and or she wouldn't be in my bed at the moment. Hear that, Andre? She's in my bed.
Every day we like harass my boyfriend. I'm just like, that's why I like Lainey more than you.
I'm gonna steal your girl. That's why I said, whenever we're coming in here, I said, I'm taking your bed.
And look, you did. Here's the evidence. Here's a video. We made a movie.
Oh my god.
We made a movie in your bed.
Don't let Andrew know. Speak of the devil.
I was about to be like, me sending this to Andrew and be like, haha, I took your girl.
He just texted me, that'll be awesome, when I told him we were doing the podcast. Supportive book boyfriends.
We're making a movie in Lainey's bed, Andrew.
That'll be awesome. I'm so proud of you, babe. That'll get you lots of likes.
I swear. Oh my god.
Suddenly, we're Kim K's.
Kim K's. I just got the reference.
Took you long enough.
I know. I was like, what the hell is Kim K?
What the hell is Kim K's?
Bro, me, a huge Kardashian fan. What the hell is Kim K's? Kim K's. But yeah, Stuff Your Kindle. What else?
We're talking about smut.
Yeah, smut. Okay, so Diamonds and Deception. So yeah, she falls in love with her sister's killer. But then you get a little like mafia action in the book, and
in the first one, not so much. Like barely.
I mean, it's barely. It's not
prevalent.
There's not as much in book 2 either.
But you see, she's like running to not get killed.
Yeah, but so was Nora.
For like 10 pages.
Yeah. That's how it is in the second one too.
Yeah, I'm not continuing it's like the series, but it's like I get it.
It's the tiniest bit of mafia. It is not like around the mafia at all. It's not based around the mafia. Honestly, if we're being completely honest, the mafia storyline could like leave. And they could just change it from mafia to like a random person. And it wouldn't do to the plot.
For real. For real. Thinking about it, you don't need the Irish mob in there.
No, you don't.
And of all the mobs, I'm sorry, the Irish. We couldn't go for the Italian.
No. It has to be the Irish. You know, the luck of the Irish, man. Casinos.
What did you say?
I was like, casinos, luck of the Irish? And you're like, their luck is pretty, which it is. It is. The luck is. Yeah.
What's your other one? I actually don't know what your other one is. I think I know, but I don't know.
I don't think you know. A Course Over Flames. I did not
expect. I don't think that's necessarily. I mean.
It's. Here's the reason. It has everything I want in a book. Smut. Mm-hmm. But also so much action and not based around the romance.
Yes.
Like the romance is the whipped cream on top. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about it. So Diamonds and Deception is my first one just because, I mean, I love the love story. I love the friendship. And
the
it's
friendship
like,
between the guys is the best part, in my opinion.
It is.
I think that is the best part. Their banter. Mm-hmm. I was living for it.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a fun little romance.
Between four men.
Four grown men.
Four grown men. Running a casino. However, it's great. They're besties.
They're so cute.
They're adorable.
And I like this one too because now I get to see like Cassian's perspective from A Court of Silver Flames. I'm seeing Cassian's perspective. I'm seeing the way he interacts with Azriel and Rhysand. I'll say Rhysand just for the pod.
Okay, wait.
Rhysand.
Because I know. I'm sorry, guys. She's been saying Rhysand instead of Rhysand.
What about it?
Listen, we all did it, I feel like, at first, whenever we met him and Akamath in A Court of Mist and Fury. However, we all changed our ways. And someone, I won't name any names.
And someone.
The girl that lives across the hall from me, she is too stubborn to change her ways. And the only reason she'll call him Rhysand is because she's listening to the audiobook right now. And that's what they call him, because that is his name. However, she thinks rice is better than Rhys, which is insane to me, because all I picture is steamed rice.
A bowl of rice. A bowl of Rhys's Pieces.
Rhys's Pieces over rice. I serve rice all day. I'd rather have Rhys's Pieces.
But, like, Rhys's Pieces, you can have two or three. A bowl of rice, you eat the whole bowl.
Are you limiting my pieces intake?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah, I did that. How about it?
And the podcast is over.
All right. Next thing you know, we're just like...
And cut.
We're
gone.
And click. I know. But so...
That's a wrap.
Yes. A little Rhysy boy. But yeah, I love it because it's...
Sorry, go for it.
The lady's like, and get out of my bed.
Look how red I am.
I don't think you... Oh, yeah. Against the pale wall. See, you don't blend in with the wall.
I blend in? No, I really... Okay, moving on.
Maybe there wasn't a filter.
Let me just... You never know.
Blame me. You know the sad thing?
No.
I have the tiniest bit of just little more color than you do.
That's my tan side. Look at my white side.
Okay, that's right. Damn, girl.
I know.
You need the sun in your room. You're a little pasty, girl.
I'm pasty.
Yeah, you are.
But it's because it's winter.
It's winter. Me? No, when I start losing all my summer color, my family always looks at me and they go, "Are you sick? What's wrong with you?" And I'm just like, I can barely tan in the first place. I'm alone.
That's me. I feel like once I tan, I hold a tan.
I don't.
But I'll burn. I'll burn first. It's that really white side of me, that European side. And then the Latino kicks in.
And then it's like, and just it take stays. The sun.
Just take the sun. And then it fades after like a few weeks, I guess. Like a normal tan. I don't know.
Yeah, my tan. So I don't burn easily. I'll always tan first. Mm-hmm. But it takes a really long time for me to tan. And then once I have a tan, like 2 days later, it's like already like gone away. Not completely, but it's
You've
not
seen
even
how
close.
Fast I burn.
Yeah. Poor thing will be out in the sun for 20 minutes and she comes back, face is red, chest is red, arms are red, and I'm just like, What were you doing?
I burned at every football game this year. No matter if I put on sunscreen, I have burned, whether it's the side of my arm, my face, or my chest. It happens, and I can't avoid it. It's what happens when you get third deck tickets.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
It's okay. I'm a senior next year. Technically next semester, but...
Dude, to you the went university. Through college so fast.
Okay, back to books.
I know, back to books. You're like, leave my life alone. Anyways.
Yeah, about that. We're scared about that. We're not, that's what we have books for.
Yeah, that's literally how I got into reading. I was like, Lainey, I need an escape.
Yes! She came to me and I literally offered her, I said, I put down the first book of Throne of Glass and I put down the first book of ACOTAR. I said, do you want more romance or do you want more fantasy? She said, fantasy. I said, there you go.
And I loved it. And I never looked back. So now I'm 21 books in. And I started reading in June?
Mm-hmm.
June.
No, May. Because school just ended.
Yeah, so I started reading in May. And then from May to December, I'm 21 books deep. Because she got me into Sarah J. Maas. And I wish I would have known how many books I was in for when I got into Sarah J. Maas. Because goddamn, that's a lot.
Yeah, I kind of did that to her. One thing that shocked me with her reading Throne of Glass was that she remembered stuff that I said when I thought, like, my roommates, I love them to death. They encouraged me to keep reading. However, when I would talk to them, be like, oh my God, like, I need to talk about something. I would go to them and I'd be like, listen to what just happened, okay? Like, I need y'all to listen to this. And so something crazy, if you've read Throne of Glass, happened at the very end of Empire of Storms. You find out a lot of information. It's the sixth book?
Yeah, six if you're including Assassin's Blade. Five if you're not including it and leaving it as its 0.5 six. Prequel.
Empire of Storms. There's something crazy that happens. You find out a lot of information, specifically about Rowan and some other major characters. And I told that to her. And so then months later when she's reading, she goes, oh my God, you told me this and it makes so much sense. She was still like a book away from actually finding this stuff out. And I had to lie through my teeth. And I recorded the moment because she was out in our little lofted area and I was in my room. And so I started recording in my room being like, mm-hmm, that would have been so great if that happened. But no, that's a different book. Sorry. And then I showed it to her once she got through it. Because we lie.
Upset.
Yes, we lie in this household to save the reading experience. And if you're like our friend Kayla.
Kayla, when I catch you, Kayla. Kayla, Ricky, when I catch you, catch Ricky. You.
Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky.
Oh my God. So, first of all, I did actually talk about not the whole Kayla situation, but the whole you lying to me to save spoilers in Podmas Day 4.
But now, see, she gets mad at me when I do that, but now she does it to other people.
Okay, well, that's different, because it's other people and not me.
That's a gross face I just made. But it represented how I feel. So.
But, like, so Lady will lie through her. Even if I figure it out on my own, no spoilers, no nothing, I put the puzzle pieces together and I'm like, oh, Lady, I think this and this and this is going to happen. And she'll literally be like, no, you're not even close. Like, I don't know why you would think that. You will understand when you keep reading. And then I'll keep reading and find out everything I said was right. Then I'm like, I hate you. I wish you would move out. And she's just like, anyways.
And our roommate was gone 1 week when this happened. And she got really mad at me. And I told her she had to come home because Brianna was being mean to me.
I told her that I wish I never lived with her.
I'm pretty sure I was on my lady stuff that week, so it did not help. Because we all have a fear of being the roommate that has that left, and that brought my emotions to a level we don't want to talk about.
I apologize in the moment.
She did.
Yeah, I was like in the moment. I didn't like because I joked around with
funny.
Her.
It was
yeah,
funny.
It was always
it was
so
a
funny.
Joke, but like a
but
part of me
afterwards, I was like. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was me.
And then like, I did it again like a week later.
But I also do it to her sometimes too, so it's fair.
It's fine. But yeah. But Kayla, little Miss Kayla took it to another level. I put it together myself. If I spoiled something for myself accidentally, I'm just like, oops, I did that, but I don't look further.
Miss Kayla, she was reading the first Throne of Glass. She still has 30 pages in the first Throne of Glass. And what was it she was looking in? Oh, she saw an Instagram spoiler because somebody and Kayla like to look at Instagram spoilers even when they know that it's most likely a spoiler because it's fine. They're fine with spoilers, which I cannot comprehend.
Like, spoilers for so-and-so book. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
No. This happened. She sent me a screenshot. She sent me a screenshot of a video one time, and she was 6 swipes into it. And I looked at Brianna, and I said, the first slide says spoiler for the entire series. Why? Why did you do this to yourself? You are insane. Kayla. So we got past that. Okay, it was fine. Because she was like, you know what? I don't mind. It's cool. Move on.
Yeah, I'll keep reading.
Miss Kayla finds a Instagram spoiler of the main character of Throne of Glass and another character, like a relationship. And she then like proceeds to come to our book group chat and goes, oh my gosh, guys, this makes so much sense because I have something in my room that like said these characters' names. And she put 2 and 2 together and she's like, yeah, confirmed. Lainey confirmed it basically with what's in her room. And then when we started lying to her and said, no, you're wrong, just read the books, like, finish the books and keep going because there's so much more you have to get through until you get to that part.
I mean, we were making up plot. Everything. Like, we were making up a new plot, just like...
We should be authors.
Know, I swear, I was like, it has to do something with her magic, like, what's wrong with you? You're reading into it wrong, that's not how this works. Once you read with the world, you see how the magic changes the rules. I mean, lying through our teeth.
Lying so hard. And because she knows, because we've lied to Brianna throughout the ACOTAR series, because Kayla's already read the ACOTAR series, now Kayla was supposed to be reading Throne of Glass, so she knew what was up with us lying, proceeds to go to Wiki and looks up everything and starts screenshotting and sends it to the group chat and says, I know you're lying, look. And she goes through the plot of Throne of Glass. And
like spoils the entire series.
Every single book. Like a maniac. And we got so mad at her.
I literally told her, stop reading.
Yeah.
You finished the
book. I told her, give me my book back. Because I was like, there's no point in you reading it anymore. You know exactly what happens. Unless you just want to do it for the fun. But she's already hating on the first Throne of Glass.
Yeah.
Which, like, I can understand to an extent. Because some people have to get into the 3rd-ish book to Air of Fire, Queen of Shadows area. Until they're loving it. But no. At this point, she spoiled everything. She's done. She's cut off.
She literally...
I need my book back.
I swear... Kayla, if you're watching this...
She will be watching this. I will send this to her, and I will say, if you value either of our friendships, you will watch this.
Yeah, but she literally, like... There's so many big plot twists in, like, every book. Like, every book, there's a bigger and bigger plot twist that changes the way the story is going to go. And it is so fun. It is a roller coaster of a ride, and the WikiHow page for Throne of Glass covered all of those spoilers. And so even the baby spoilers, like that she didn't spoil for herself, they don't matter because it truly doesn't change the plot. They're always just like a, oh, I was hoping this was going to happen moment.
And I will say, since I read these series before them, for the most part, other than ACOTAR for Kayla, she read that before all of us. I tell them not to go on Wiki because when I was reading ACOTAR, I was trying to figure out pronunciations and I spoiled one of the things, like a position of power in A Court of Mist and Fury for myself. Even though I didn't get the full like story for myself, I spoiled it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is what happens. This makes so much sense, even though I was still a little off. So I told them, I was like, do not go on there. Do not go on Wiki for ACOTAR, Throne of Glass, literally any book you're reading, it will spoil it for you. And what did Kayla do?
She had to prove herself right. So she went on the page.
Kayla, that's something you should talk to a therapist about.
That is truly mental illness. Mm-hmm. And you really need to go find a way to fix yourself.
If you want a relationship to work, you're going to have to put aside your stubbornness.
I'm kidding. This turns into a Kayla intervention.
This is just for Kayla.
I know. No.
Everybody else can skip 2 minutes ahead.
Yeah, everyone else just like, go, wait, Kayla, now that it's us. Now it's just us. We need to talk about your behavior.
Yeah. You can't come over to our house until you return the books.
Yeah. No, we were, I think we were, that was the first time we might have been, like, genuinely angry over, like, some books.
Yes.
Like, I was actually pissed.
Yes. No, literally, I came out of my room because Brianna was in the kitchen, and I went, I'm pissed at Kayla. I'm pissed.
And I'm a person who doesn't mind a spoiler. Like, I spoiled a relationship in ACOTAR because I didn't think I'd read ACOTAR since it was so relationship focused. And so anytime I saw fan arts and stuff of the characters, I would always watch them, like them. I never understood the names or anything, but I was always like, that's cute, that's cute. But then reading Throne of Glass and Kingdom of Ash, the last book, two characters from ACOTAR make an appearance, like literally a one line appearance, and I went, oh my god, they're from ACOTAR.
Have you gotten there yet?
No, I haven't. I'm like waiting for it.
I don't know what part it's in. I know it's somewhere in there.
I'm waiting for the moment that it happens.
It's so literally like a three back. Word. It's a three word cameo.
Yeah, it's time.
And only if you know exactly what it is. Even like, because I read ACOTAR then Throne of Glass. Even going back, I couldn't find it until I looked up a TikTok and somebody was like, this is the line that you see it in, and it has no mention of her, no mention of them, no mention of anything. It is just like a rare phenomenon that occurs, and if you put two and two together of the of that chapter in Kingdom of Ash and what's happening in Silver Flames, that's how you know. And Sarah J. Maas confirmed
it. Does it happen during Starfall?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
You could be lying to me.
I'm literally about to say I don't know. Maybe that's something we do when we finish the podcast. I will find it.
Okay, because I was trying, because I was like, if it's a very rare phenomenon that happens in their world, I was like, I wonder if it happens during Starfall, because you learn what Starfall is.
You learn what Starfall is before Silver Flames.
Yeah, I know. But I was saying it would be a great way to throw it in, would be like the next Starfall. Because, you know,
I don't think you see Starfall in this one.
Oh, that's so lame.
I don't think so.
I love Starfall.
It's also been, I read this book in January of this year, and it's now December. So, yeah.
That's okay. I'll get to it sooner or later. But yeah, so I spoiled that for myself. And I was like, I lost it, because I was like, oh my god, these are like ACOTAR characters. And at that point, Lainey was reading Crescent City. And so then when I'm like showing her the line or whatnot, she was like, wait. She also goes through, like, the world of Crescent City. Because, like, the character's just falling through worlds. And it is just, like, an amazing moment. Because you can just see Sarah J. Maas already said she wants, like, all the books to, like, cross worlds or something.
She hadn't written these yet. She had the idea for them. She had not written ACOTAR. She had not written Crescent City. This is... I think, actually, ACOTAR might have still been coming out. It might have been, like, book two or three that had come out so far. When she wrote Kingdom of Ash, because it came out in, like, 2017, 2018, I think.
Oh.
And then Crescent City didn't come out until 2020.
Yeah.
So.
But her mind, her planning is insane.
Crazy. And apparently she doesn't, like, look at any theories online. She keeps her, like, creative space to herself, which I kind of love, but at the same time terrifies me, because if Elaine ends up with Azrael, I will riot. I will riot. And there is a reason I don't think they will, and I will tell that to Brianna when she finishes, because it's the very last few chapters that I find my point, and I told Kayla, and Kayla agreed with me, so I really hope they don't end up together.
They better not. To me, her and Lucien would be such a great fit.
I think they'd be a good fit if she opened up. We haven't seen her open up.
That's true.
Just yet.
She is really a pointless character.
I don't think she's pointless, but I don't think she's had her moment yet. Like, she's gonna, I think she's kind of a Nessa situation right now, not in like an everybody does hate her. Sorry, Sarah J. Maas.
I don't like the Elaine slander.
Why? She has nothing.
She has nothing.
She's just absolutely nothing. She has no point to the plot so far, other than
she's there.
What she can do.
Yeah.
And we haven't even seen that yet.
She's not... So, like, is she pretty pointless? Yes.
Which is why there's slander, because literally people have gotten less screen time and done way more than she has ever done.
Like Emery.
Yes. Emery. Quinn. Azrael.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Sarah J. Maas confirmed that Azrael is a freak. I'm sorry, I'm so excited.
I've Googled too many shadow daddies. I've looked up too many shadow daddies.
Can I, hold on. She sent me a TikTok and it said literally, because it just said, podcast girly, sent a TikTok and whatever. And then the next text was, I'm never looking up shadow daddies again. And you know what it was? Sexy Severus Snape. Hold on, I need to find. I hope this doesn't get like some artist is like, quote me. Hold on. If there's an artist thing, I'll say it.
It's so bad. It's AI generated. It's not no artist thing.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure that's AI generated. Because I'm also on the AI generated images side of TikTok.
No, it says SUOBD by Lady Fennel.
Oh.
Maybe.
No, play the audio. Go ahead. Oh. Play it.
I didn't know there was audio. Then bend over for daddy. Bend over for daddy.
It's sexy Severus Snape.
Severus Snape. Dumbledore. Snape. Severus Snape. Dumbledore.
Oh, it's so bad. But it's because every time I see a shadow daddy TikTok, I linger. And TikTok was like, oh, so you like villain-like characters who are actually the good guy, but like the sexy versions of them. And I got that.
I don't like calling him a shadow daddy. He's not.
Severus Snape is not a shadow daddy, but he's... But, like, shadow daddies are, like, the dark, secret characters who are, like,
not
the
good guys. Not always. Because there's some... I mean, yes. But there's some, I feel like, shadow daddies out there.
Like D?
Yes.
Little Princeling?
Mr. I was going to say his last name.
I know. I was trying not to give too much for... I'm trying not to spoil.
I keep pausing, like, randomly because I'm like... Because she's a... Because what she can do.
No, Lainey is, like, queen of... will be in the middle of, like, talking about a book and then goes, actually, never mind.
Because I get ahead of myself because I get so excited to tell Brianna something or tell whoever I'm talking to, like, a book about. Like, I'd be so excited to be like, oh, my gosh, and this happened and this happened. And I'm like... I can't say that because it'll spoil something. Just like my reasoning for why Elaine and Azriel cannot be together.
Just say it.
No.
I'm just a person who doesn't mind a spoiler.
Do you want me to say it?
I kinda do. You're gonna lie to me.
No, I pinky swear. I think pinky swears very seriously. Okay, for the next 15 seconds, skip ahead if you don't want a spoiler for A Court of Silver Flames.
I finally got it.
Okay. You just come to the part in A Court of Silver Flames where you find out that Feyre is having trouble because she's going to have a baby and it's going to come out with wearing wings and she doesn't have the like body parts for it.
Yeah.
In the end, Nessa saves them. And
oh, we all saw that coming.
Nessa saves them but changes both Feyre's body and her body to accommodate Illyrian wings whenever it happens. So if Elaine and Azriel get together, they can't have kids because she doesn't change Elaine. So it can't be them. It cannot be them. You're low battery.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
It has a long time to run. Oh, it's the lights and everything. Whoops. Damn. I mean, I saw that coming once I learned what her power was.
Yeah.
Because, so I learned what her power was, and then I
there's a balance to that as well, which you'll find out.
Is Cassian the balance?
No.
Oh, interesting. But yeah, because I learned what her power is... And then Cassian is telling Nessa about the whole issue with the birth. I literally, like, as I was listening to that part, I was like, so Nessa's going to save him. Because if her power has to deal with death and her sister's going to end up dying while giving birth, then obviously...
Can we tell you what she does?
What does she do?
She pleads to the cauldron to take her power versus that. So she saves them. It's a give and take. So the cauldron takes it back in order to save them, and then she changes their bodies to accommodate. But she never changes Elaine, and Elaine's right there the entire time, too. Everybody's in that room, and Elaine is the only, like, she didn't change Elaine. So I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it can happen.
Does she give a reasoning for why she doesn't change Elaine?
No. It's never said.
So she does confirm with Cassian!
Wait, what?
Because if I was like, why would she want to change her body to accommodate wings? But then I was like...
Nami accidentally spoiling that too.
But that one is an instant spoiler.
What?
From the second, from like book, Like, that one's a given. It's just, like, you're watching it, like, how it's going to happen. Because you see that Cassian... Nesta? Yeah, yeah, Cassian and Nesta. Mm-hmm. Because from, what is it? From the time
sorry,
that
guys,
Cassian...
Sorry, guys, spoilers.
That's fine, they're fine.
You can put a spoiler.
That's fine, they're fine, they're
fine. Court of Silver Flames, all of it.
Right? Because since the moment Cassian saw Nesta, they were able to get under each other's, like, skin so easily. And they kept talking about how much they were into each other. And from the second Nesta said... I just wish we had more time. That's my only regret. Like
Cassian said that?
I thought it was Nesta who said
mm-mm,
that.
Cassian said that.
See, okay, so when Cassian said that and then they kissed and then like Nesta literally even saved him on the battlefield, you know you're watching it. You're especially from like Nesta's book, you're seeing, okay,
yeah,
they're gonna be together, but instead you're just like, how does it happen? How do they open up to each other? Because you can slowly start to see them like kind of use each other as anchors. But what I'm trying to figure out, and what's the part that like has me, because I'm like, okay, they're going to be together, I'm like, are they mates?
Would he do that to all three? Would he mate three sisters and three brothers? Would she do that? But you know something funny? So you know, I believe it's at the end of Frost and Starlight, whenever Asriel gets the necklace, or, like, to Elaine, and then she doesn't take it.
A necklace? Or was it the dagger?
No.
There's a necklace?
Well, never mind. It's not this book. Not that book. It's this book. Never mind. Oh. I swear to God, I thought it was, because it was the solstice present.
You know what? I don't think I remember it.
It's the bonus chapter.
I hate you.
I'll send it to you because you already know like basically everything, but I can spoil it for you if you want.
Yeah, I want to know.
So basically he like gifts the necklace to Elaine, and then I don't remember exactly what happens. Mm. But somehow like she doesn't take it, or it's like left out, like she didn't take it like back with her. So he takes it back like as a sign of like, okay, like I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. Which is another reason that people think like they're meant to be together, because he's like gifting her shit. Mm-hmm. He then flies off to go to the House of Wind. And guess who's there training? Miss Gwyn. And he re-gives the necklace to Miss Gwyn. Maybe it is at the end of Silver Flames, because you just meet Gwyn in this book.
Yeah, which I need you to send me fan art of her. I want to see what she looks like.
She's so cute. Hold on.
I know. They keep talking about how beautiful she is. And I'm like, I know she's a cutie. I know she's a cutie.
Emery's a cutie, too.
Ugh, I need to see all of them. But, yeah, oh my god. I do not want Asriel and Elaine to end up together. Because Elaine is, like, she is dead set on...
And then that's all her fan art. That's the most used one. Hold on. That's the most used one in the corner. Shout out to... This is Giovanna Santos.
Yeah.
Is that one? And then this one is artworks by Roki. I love her. She does such good stuff.
She does.
But, yeah. That's Gwyn.
Oh, I love her.
She's adorable.
Oh, my God.
On this episode of ACOTAR.
On this episode of ACOTAR.
We need to make, like, podcast episodes per, like, book.
I am so down. But, no, I was saying that it's 9%. It's fine. The laptop lasts pretty long. Plus, we've been recording for 57 minutes. Like, we can end soon. Yeah, we can wrap it up. But I just think Elaine is... She's too focused on being, like... the traditional sense of a lady, of like, you know, she doesn't want...
She hasn't accepted any of their world.
Yeah. And I just feel like Lucien really is more along those lines, where he loves the world, he loves the spring, he loves, like, doing courtly things mm-hmm. and whatnot. While Asriel, like, he is a shadow daddy. He wants to be in the dark. He needs secrets. And it's not that he needs secrets, but it's like... You know, he's just...
I love...
He's Asriel.
I love the chaotic theory that she's supposed to end up with Tamlin.
The sad thing is, I can see it.
Flowers and he's a spring court. I could totally see it. And the chaotic theory that he's Lysandra and Adian's kid.
Okay.
In the glass.
I hate to say that I want that to be it so bad.
I saw something on TikTok. I might have sent it to you already. About how if there is a crossover and that... The Throne of Glass world ends in ACOTAR, like what ends up in ACOTAR,
mm-hmm.
that they come across Tamlin and they see his eyes, because that's like the main indicator that he is their kid, that he's a Galathinius.
Mm-hmm.
That that's they're gonna be like, what the actual heck? Because there's already stuff saying that they're like across worlds before.
Yeah,
that, like, that's how things happen. So
yeah, because in all books that, they keep talking about world walkers.
Mm-hmm. Girl, just wait until Crescent City. For those who have read Crescent City, I'm in the same boat as you.
Don't worry, I will be on here talking about all my Crescent City ups and downs.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm honestly going to reread the first Crescent City this month.
That's insane.
First of all, I love the first book. The second book's okay. I gave it a 4. The first book, I gave it a 5. Just because of, like, especially the ending, the last, like, 150 pages when everything is, like, chaotic and amazing. And, like, where'd the original plot of the story go? It's developing. I get that now. In the beginning, I was like, what the actual heck?
This gets eating.
I don't know if the microphones will pick that up.
I hope it does. The way we just...
Here.
No,
oh, no, the mixer's underneath. We can't do that.
Yeah, honestly, leave it. It's
guys,
fine.
You like my bacon socks?
We'll put a video of Biscuit up. Right now.
Here, wait. Right now.
Oh, little Biscuit, little hedgy man. But, yes, okay. Do we have any final things we want to talk about?
Everybody should go read the Magnolia Park series.
I'll read it. I'll read it after I finish the Era J Mass. Now, I think I'm no longer taking any more book breaks in between the Sarah J Mass books because I think I'm ready to just finally be caught up in the world. I'm ready to understand
She's
all references.
She's ready to hurt because there's so much going on in Crescent City 3. She's only contracted for 3 books, apparently.
For Crescent City?
For Crescent City, and there's 4 houses because it's House of Earth and Blood, House of Sky and Breath, and now House of Flame and Shadow. But there's still House of Many Waters. And I don't know if we're going to get House of Many Waters because we have so much cameo of the water world in number 2.
Yeah. We'll see.
So I'm scared that this might be the end.
Ugh.
But, like, I'm also hoping that there's cameos from other people.
Well, even if it's the end, you know you'll definitely get more Sarah J. Maas books where they'll just continue to blend.
I don't, like, I want the next ACOTAR book. But I also don't. Because I know I'm going to have to reread all the books. Because it's been a hot minute.
Well, on the bright side...
they're coming out for another, like, 2 years.
You have 2 of them as audiobooks.
Yeah. We might have more, low-key. No, not the first 3.
Yeah, the first 3, no. Which,
we have Crown of Midnight as an audiobook.
We do?
Mm-hmm. Because I bought that whenever I was driving home.
Kayla has your Crown of Midnight book.
Yeah. And
Kayla, bring it back.
Kayla, yeah, if you're not going to read it, bring it back.
You're done. You're cut off.
Literally, my shelf looks so empty because Lexi has my Throne of Glass. You have my Crown of Midnight. I look stupid up there. I just have Assassin's Blade and then Air of Fire. Where's the rest of my books?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the rest of the books. I should say that. I don't just have the first 4 books.
Throne of Glass changed my life.
Which, yes. However, if you don't read the Throne of Glass series... in the order of Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight, Assassin's Blade, Air of Fire, and so on, and then Tandem Read, Empire of Storms, and Tower of Dawn, you're doing it wrong.
I think I have talked about that in, like, 4 different podcast episodes now.
I love the Book Girlies on YouTube, if anybody watches them. Sarah Caroli, Destiny Sitzer, Haley Pham. Dez showed Sarah the world of Throne of Glass. They finished it recently, which is amazing, and she loved it. However, she told her to read Assassin's Blade first. And while they swear by it, I do not. Because even though, yes, I would have been in love with the series, like, based off those first five novellas, the, like, depth you have and the little inside jokes you get from the first couple books where you're like, what are they talking about? Like, oh, she's had an Assyrian horse before? And then you go to the Assassin's Blade and you see the story about the Assyrian horse and you're like, oh my gosh, that makes so much more sense.
And it's just, like, such a cute moment because, should I spoil that? I will not be afraid.
There's a,
Well, I'm not going to spoil it completely, but should I talk about it?
Sure.
Okay. So, like, you see throughout the book, she keeps saying, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. And Assassin's Blade, you get the story.
Yeah.
And when you realize that there's actually such a deeper heartfelt meaning to it,
it becomes your mantra.
So I have a confession. When I was going through haunted houses, in my mind I would say, my name is Brianna Silva and I will not be afraid.
I love it. My name is Lainey Wilson and I will not be afraid.
It really helps, especially just like, I don't know, man. I have attached Aylin to my heart and she is my love.
To whatever end,
Fireheart.
Side by side. To whatever end, Fireheart. I love it.
Listen, Selena's cool so too, but like, Aylin's better.
Selena Sardothian is a badass.
She is.
Aylin Galathinius is my queen. Literally.
And that's the end right there. Go follow us on all social medias. It will all be tagged in the description. I am so serious. That is the end. That is the end, because that is exactly. Oh my god, all of our social medias will be in the description on the show notes. If you do not follow Lainey's Book Nook yet, what are you doing?
If you're not subscribed to Distract Me, please, what are you doing?
Literally, we're just two roommates who make content and talk about books.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. You know you will be back.
I will be back. I'm gonna force you to have me back.
Are you kidding me? I'm forcing you because I need content. Me just like, hey Lainey. Hey, Lainey.
I'm knocking my door one day. You're gonna have all the microphones be like, you ready? And I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
What? Me just like dragging Lexi out of her room, just literally like from her foot off her bed, just come here.
Lexi's just gonna finish the first one of Glassbook and we're gonna sit her in the middle of us and be like, and talk.
I know, just both mics in her face and she's gonna go,
No, literally, I feel bad because I feel like we're kind of pressuring her, but at the same time, we're just excited for you, Lex.
I know, that's why I was like, do an audiobook, because I understand if you're not that big of a reader, or if you don't feel like fantasy is your thing, I understand how it can be really hard to get through the books. That's why I was like, audiobooks. What is he doing down there? He's going
scratching.
Home.
Scratching. I have a hedgehog.
And he's a cutie.
That's why we keep Henny / Biscuit. It's his name.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh my god, and now we're in 6 minutes.